Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll. Oh, guys, have you ever seen that music video? I'm just speeding up that process. Greg, start laughing at YouTube for a minute, and then we'll continue.
Don't get me started. It's not going to stop.
So you don't perceive anything that might indicate where your fellow party members are, but you hear a very faintly to the north, actually, what sounds like indistinct, like, chanting.
Oh, no. What? Wait. What's to the north? Can I remember? Roll for memory?
Cult members left.
What's to the north? Because Katie doesn't remember. And
Of landmarks to the north, you don't have to roll. Okay. The mayor's house is down this road. Mm. If you continue this way out of town is Lake Valaki. I think it's Lake Valaki.
Are they Vistani chanting?
Where's the Vistani camp?
Outside the western gates of the town.
I wonder if people are trying to raise Lady Wachter.
No,
but there aren't any.
There was no. Yeah.
What?
We were both about to say the same thing.
Say it at the same time.
There aren't any cultists.
Yeah, but cultists are the only ones who can raise people.
Well, who else would? Mr.
I don't know.
Dr. Obvious.
Someone we don't want to meet.
Steed, go! Go check it out!
Go out of town! Go away!
It's out of town.
No, I'm just saying that would be what we would say.
Get out of here, Steed!
Go! Can't think with you around!
Okay, what is that? That's whack!
I don't know. We're getting split too many ways. Like,
yeah.
We really need to catch Esmeralda. So we need to do some things quickly around here.
Right. Okay, so do we go and check out what the chanting is, or do we...
As you're discussing, the chanting is getting louder.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, this is going to solve
itself. There's going to be no choice, yeah.
Oh, crap. Okay. Can I move away from the sound of chanting, even if Bathwhite doesn't follow me?
No, you are handcuffed together.
Aw, man! Yeah, I'm going to start moving away, though.
Well, wait,
sure.
So where's so the chanting is coming from the north.
It is.
We don't know which way Lang and Ezra...
You don't.
To the south is the we're near the Blue Water Inn, the remains of the Blue Water Inn.
Yeah, that's at the northeast corner of, or northwest corner of the square.
So we can see it from where we're standing here.
Right? Oh yeah, it's right there. And you're basically in front of it.
And to the south is the square with the gallows.
Roughly, I mean, it's not like a direct path from here. Directly to the south is just like buildings and alleys and stuff. No main road.
I am going to transform myself into the only person that I can think of right now who's from Valaki that I know is alive and who isn't Galdar, but the old man, Nat's grandfather. I'm going to change myself into him. So
you're not
going to
be Blinsky?
I don't know where Blinsky is. He could be part of this group. The old man could too, but Blinsky I know is a good guy. So if these people turn out to be bad guys, at least I look like I belong here. I don't want to look like Will.
Got it.
Yeah. I'm going to look like Nat's grandfather's best friend.
Who happens to be a dragonborn.
With a green horse.
Can we
and
knock
a tied
Galdar,
up cultist.
Can we knock Galdar out so that he doesn't speak anything, because he doesn't give us anything away? Batwhack, knock him out. Me knock him out. What do I have? Shock him. Can I shock him? Shock and grasp. It's a cantrip that I have, so...
You can do whatever you want.
Actually,
it's D&D.
I don't know if it's a cantrip. I'm sorry. Let me just look that up.
Did you already say that?
Yes, it's a cantrip.
Did you already say that?
Yeah, I would have said that.
You're trying to figure out what to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I don't have to try, he's unconscious.
Yes. He doesn't have to try. It's Bathwhack.
Mm-hmm. Actually, give me a strength roll.
I don't kill him, right?
Let's just see if it's a crit. You're intentionally not going to kill him.
I don't have the modifier, but the bear roll was 10.
Okay. Nice. All right. Clonk. You give him the classic bathwhack donkey punch.
I love that so much. And Alex just says to you, I don't think you know what that means. That's not what that is. Oh, God, Eric. Mm-hmm. You're like,
you scroll
no,
through the menu, you go to a special, and in there, one of the options is donkey
yeah,
punch.
Yeah, no,
bam.
It's not that. It's under punch.
Oh, right.
But yeah, the sub menu under punch.
Fruit punch, donkey punch. You pick donkey punch. And Bathwack is, in fact, unconscious.
Oh, Bathwack is not unconscious? Bathwack. Oh, shit. Galdar, you met.
I just hate his name so much that I don't want to say it.
Oh, no.
So, Lank and Rafina.
Hi.
You've knocked politely on the door, but there has been no answer.
We knocked again, and Greg also yelled.
Yes, he did.
I did yell. I'm going to move to one of the front door, because we had knocked on the cellar door.
Rafina's going to try opening the cellar door.
Okay.
I'm going to start, like, you said we're in a courtyard, right? So, like, there are several
houses. Yeah, like a back courtyard kind of thing, yeah. Yeah, it's not like a big town square, but it's like, it's like a common area where a bunch of houses sort of enter on. It's not huge.
I'm going to start calling out to the area in general, you know, the same thing. We're here to help you. We see what's happened to your town. If you need assistance, just yell, we'll find you.
Okay.
And we can't hear the chanting, right?
No. You cannot. And Rafina, you're trying to open the cellar door?
Yep.
Okay. Give me a strength roll.
Okay. Here I come.
Can I see her doing this and go to help her?
Mm-hmm. 7 plus 3 is 10.
Okay.
11 plus 8 is 19.
My strength modifier is -1. I was wrong.
Yeah.
So it's 6.
Okay. So basically what that means, Lank, you go over to try to attempt. You see she's about to tug on the door. As Rafina begins to pull on the door, it looks like it was opened a crack, as if someone was about to peer out or something.
Uh-oh.
And you, Rafina, give it a mighty heave, but it's currently not latched. So you pull it backwards, and it flies out of your hands, and you sort of fall backwards onto your butt. And the door is flung wide.
I say, woo!
Thanks.
And you see standing on the steps below the door a woman who it looks like she's quickly scrabbling for something, and she pulls out an axe.
Oh, no.
Like a full, like not a hatchet, but like an axe, like a wood-cutting axe.
Is she brandishing it?
She's got it. Well, what do you do with an axe? Like, she's not using it as a walking stick. Like, she's kind of, it's not like up over her head where she's about to split you like a log.
That's
but
what
she's
I was
got it about. Sort of across her chest, both hands. Mm. And she steps up and she says, "Who are you?"
Ooh.
We are visitors. I was going to say part of the guard. I'm thinking that's not a good idea. We are visitors to your town. We see what has happened. We were staying at the Blue Water Inn some time ago. Saw that burned down. Wanted to see if people needed help.
You look weird. You do not look like you are from around here.
No, I'm not.
When, yeah, none of us are.
I'm Rafina Falangepot, at your service. And you are?
Lank Stumpers, but you knew that.
I'm Nick! Says Nick. She steps up a step, and she looks around as if she's trying to see if there's anybody else, and she narrows her eyes at you. Looks like she's trying to make a decision. And then she says, "I am Christina. What purpose do you have? Why are you... I'm confused. There are..."
"Do you know if there's anybody else still in this town?"
"Why do you ask?"
"Because we want to help."
"Why? Why do you want to help us?
There were some people in this town who were kind to us and we worked with earlier, some time ago when we were here.
We think the cult members are all gone, by the way. I hope that's good news to you.
There was only one who was sort of stirring the shit up.
Well, he's still around.
What?
But he's tied up.
The main concern is the majority of the town has gone mad. They rape, they pillage, they loot, they kill.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. What happened?
I don't know. It's as if the whole town has gone crazy. My husband and I, we have what survivors we have been able to find. We have holed up here.
Oh, nice.
Are you all drinking the same wine or something? What wine are you all drinking?
I don't understand the question.
No, neither.
Oh, come on. Well, because maybe there's something in the wine that they're drinking that made them all go crazy. I'm still feeling like there's an external force at work here.
I mean, that is one of the comforts we do have down here is vine. My husband and I, why am I telling you all this? We have been drinking wine. if that is what you need to know.
And they clearly, I'm asking the dungeon master, they don't look like zombies.
Well, the one you see does not look like a zombie, and she's not trying to kill you or anything. She seems very suspicious and a little bit upset.
Is everybody with you healthy?
Yeah, I mean, a few of the children have colds, but I don't understand. I mean,
their behavior hasn't changed. They're not acting like the people out in the town.
No, that is why they are here. We are keeping them safe. Many, many, many people have fled. Either to Kresk or to Barovia, we assume, but those who did not or could not, we have tried to sort of round everybody up.
So Rufina. You've made a search. I'm sorry, Rufina.
Okay. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just, you have searched the town. You think that everyone remaining you have accounted for.
I maybe, perhaps. It is hard. Many people have been hidden away and holed up. Understandably. We've been sending out scouting parties where we can, but it is very dangerous.
That's not good news. Because it means that the town still has to be searched. Mm-hmm. Although, I guess if people are holed up, they may be fine as long as we're sure that all the cultists are dead.
Well, as far as Galdar knew, they were all dead.
Right.
But he only knows what he thinks he knows.
That's true. We did bury the mayor and dogs. We think they're dead.
Twice, you mean?
If they're not dead, they're underground.
You've these creatures, these abominations, you have disposed of them?
Yes, we collapsed a building on top of them.
Oh, you must be very powerful.
We've had a lot of practice.
In collapsing buildings on... creatures raised from the dead?
Yes, let's just say yes.
Half of that, yeah. Yeah. Not the creatures raised from the dead part. Collapsing buildings, yeah, actually we have.
Do you feel safe where you are?
For now, yes. We feel very sheltered here, and it's just that the as long as we stay hidden from the townsfolk that seem to be more dastardly. Now, I do not know, but they are running mad, running rampant through the town. We know that many of the walls have fell, the gates are gone, wolves roam the streets. But this very bad place here in Valaki. Badder than usual.
If you needed to leave, would you have the resources to do so?
We could probably escape, though I do not know if other places in this land are hospitable. From what we know, Kresk is very hesitant to take in anybody, and Barovia is within sight of the Devil's Strad, so that is likely an accursed land.
So
we are hoping things will settle down here, especially now that you say you have eliminated these undead walkers. But you say the cult guy, he still lives.
He lives. Yeah, he's tied up, and by now he may be dead.
How did you overcome his dark magic?
I hit him in the forehead with a warhammer. Blank shows her the warhammer, but in a non-threatening way.
Throws it at her too. This one.
Oh, I see it. It looks nice, Bonk.
I'll show you what I did. About as far away from him as I am from you. And then...
you were exactly his height. All right. Bathwack, Will, the chanting is getting louder.
Yeah.
Grandpa Will is... Are you collapse walking to the south? Are you slowly backing away? Are you dashing away as fast as
you're... I'm backing away because I don't want Bathwack to see me back away. I'm backing away. Yeah, he will drag me around. I don't want him to do that. I'm backing away
from
Bathwack.
There's no stairs around. You're safe.
Yeah. Hey, you know what he'll do. He always grabs me.
You know how he is.
Show me on the doll where the Dragonborn grabs you.
Everywhere!
I need more dolls.
Oh my god! That's an amazing. That is totally the title.
I knew it.
I need more dolls.
So, Bathwack, you see Will transform into Nat's grandpa, and nonchalantly just sort of not back his way.
I'm backing my way. Yeah, I'm backing.
You said you didn't want him to see you backing away.
Yeah, I don't want him to see me. I'm doing it in the hopes that he doesn't see me. I'm hoping we're not standing right next to each other anyway, like arm in arm.
So I look around and I see Nat's grandpa's taking a few stealthy steps backwards.
I think we need a catalog of all of Will's special moves, like the collapse walk and the backwards, I'm not backing away, back away.
Imperceptible back away.
Keep them coming.
I have a master class in weird walks that I do. I am the minister of silly walks. Yeah, yeah. There we go. Minister of silly walks.
You're my Eric Idol.
I'm getting the impression you want to get out of sight, Will. Maybe we should go into one of these buildings or like the ruins of the Blue Water Inn and see what this noise is.
Yes.
All right.
That's what I was trying to do. Yeah. Wasn't trying to get away or anything.
Do you just turn around and back towards the Blue Water Inn?
Yeah. This is just the most stealthy way I move, backing away.
So we've just never noticed before, but Nat's grandpa can only go in reverse.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just working on my impression, of course. That's it. So do we have to roll for stealth or something just to make sure that they don't hear us, or does it matter? Do you care?
They're not close enough that you think they could. I mean, okay. You're walking. Like,
I just want them. I want to be able to see them.
Do you put your tap shoes on first?
No, I just want. I want to hide and then watch who goes by.
Is there any? I mean, is the Blue Water Inn completely ruined? Like, just utterly leveled, and there's no cover anywhere.
It is not a collapsed like pile of rubble. It is more of like a burned out husk.
Okay, so they're like, you know, we could go inside of this semi-structure and be behind walls and look out windows and things
definitely.
Like that. Definitely. All right. Good. And I might find a place to stow Steed out of sight.
He could go in. The front doors of the inn are big enough that he could come in with you.
Okay.
You could maybe put him further back in the recesses of the common room or something like that.
All right.
Or the remains of the common room.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. How are we moving? I need to fill out this image. How are we moving Galdar? Am I just dragging him?
Well, Will's occupied with backing up, so I don't think he can do anything. I'm imagining. I pictured him.
I'm occupied.
Take a quick look at the chat. You may. I see. What that may help it? With the image.
I'm excited. I'm moonwalking.
Wearing a silver glove.
That's how Nat's grandpa dresses. The fedora over his face.
I think this is just proof that Greg's been just looking at music videos this whole time. Just a happy coincidence. I have no idea what's going on. Oh, you're hiding in a building.
Yeah, I'm dragging Galdar by the ropes.
I was gonna say I pictured him either over your shoulder or over Steed's back, but
no, his hand. I mean, I don't know.
Oh yeah, you held him at sword point and then chucked him on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's getting dragged
by the hair or something.
Woo!
No. I'm just holding the ropes.
We'll get excited for a second.
No, woo! Not. That's crazy.
By all right. The short ribs.
By the mustache.
By a Saint Peter. All right. And yeah, he is unconscious, so there's no worry about him making noise. So you don't have to. I don't have to address that. That's why I'm saying it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And so you hole up in the blue water. Memories wash over you as you remember all the happy times you had here.
Aww.
And it's in its heyday 2 hours ago, assuming.
I was gonna say, it's not been that long.
Still on fire.
Aww.
I like some beet soup. Well done.
All right. And it does not take long. The chanting grows louder, and eventually you're able to pick out, it's a repeated phrase, and it sounds like a large group of people. And they're chanting out, "All is not well! All is not well!"
Oh, that's not good. That's
all is not well!
Hmm.
That's and,
are they dressed similarly, or just in their regular clothes?
You see a group of maybe 20 to 25 townsfolk in their normal clothes, carrying an assortment of either found or improvised weaponry. Some of them have torches. They seem to be charging with purpose through the town.
Crap. We need all of us. Yikes. 25 people. Bathwick, you can take them all, right?
As you push him out the door.
Yep, go!
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to harm those people.
Right, so we need all of us together, I think.
Yeah, but I wonder, I mean, is this our chance to get out in front of them with Galdar? And
I think we should draw them to us with purpose. They seem to be on a rampage right now, coming this way. I think we should draw them to us when we want them to be drawn to us.
You can hang up flyers in the town square.
Right.
Announcing the...
Right, but we can do it through magical means. I'm just saying we need to be all together, I think. Right? I mean, Bathwack, 25 people. Can you take 25 people?
Sure.
Oh, really? Okay, let's go. Let's do it.
Will 25 peasants? 25 peasants? We'll... But we don't want to hurt them.
Bathwack suddenly brings class into it.
Yeah! Jeez!
Yeah,
oh, sorry.
25
I mean
serfs.
Civilians.
Civilians, right.
Yeah.
Right. Right, but I mean, 25 of them. I mean, I can fly above the fight to help you, but if you're by yourself...
Like, I can run away from 25 peasants.
Yeah.
But I think the only issue is that we don't want to kill them, so...
Right.
Systematically knocking out 25 civilians is going to be pretty hard.
Oh. It's a lot of donkey punches.
I wish freaking Nick would think to send us a message to see where we are. Damn it, Nick, you dumb jerk. We have no idea where they are. So they could be heading towards them right now. Hopefully they hear the chanting and can get out of the way.
You know... Or I could just climb up to the roof of what remains of the Blue Water Inn. Is there a roof?
In parts, in places.
Yeah, anywhere I could stand.
Structurally sound?
Yeah.
That remains to be seen.
Or Bathrax remains will be seen.
You know, Will, we could just go up and make an impromptu speech.
I'm good at those. I mean, if you want, but I'm not climbing to the top of this burned out building.
I don't climb things.
building.
We can outrun them.
Well, you can dragging this guy. I mean, I don't.
We wouldn't be dragging Galdar.
What? Oh, you're going to put him on steed?
Or we'll leave him here.
No, but we need him. That's the point. We need him to show them.
Yes. Why don't we show them? Should we just go up to the roof and make a speech?
Not this roof.
No.
How about a roof that's...
Can't you fly?
I can, but I can't carry Bathwack and Galdar and Steed. I mean, in my memory, is there a building that's taller in this area?
This is probably the tallest building close by, to be honest. The church is taller, but that's far away. Mm-hmm. That's to the east, west. Mm-hmm. The mayor's house is about as tall, but that's back the way that they came from. Mm-hmm. And Fiona's house probably was about as tall, but it's down.
I'm just trying to, I mean, like, I don't want to climb up and then have us all collapse together. Is there a building? I mean,
right before the climax of your speech.
Is there a building, like, across the street that is even tall at all?
I mean,
there's
buildings around. I mean, it's the center square. They're not tiny little
huts. In the center square? The Blue Water Inn is in the center square?
Sorry. You're at the intersection of the main road and the road that goes north. It's a busier place. These are two main roads that meet in the town. It's separate, though, from the square where you burned Batwack's puppet.
Okay, you know what? I can fly, so I guess if it collapses, I'm not going to die. Everyone else can die. Is it realistic at all to think that there is a place that we could go up that's high enough that won't collapse immediately as we go up there?
Potentially, yes. It is.
Potentially.
Listen, I'm not a structural engineer.
Would Bathwack do? Because, I mean, I'm...
Well, I think we should go up above the townspeople. That'll give us a little bit of protection if they turn on us.
On this building, though? Like, right, I agree. I think that's a great place.
If we can find a spot where we can stand on this building, we should give it a try.
Okay.
I mean, if it collapses, we'll fall down a floor or two. I mean, that might do.
You've jumped off a tower before. No big deal for you. I'm a businessman. I don't jump off a building.
You can cast fly really fast, can't you?
I can. On myself.
And another person.
Nope, shush!
A booming voice comes out of the sky.
And another person!
You're acting like Rafina's talking to you, but I'm not.
Yeah. Nope.
Alright. Yes, I mean, we could do that. We could have Steed wait down below. I'll haul Galdar up with us. I think the only question is, what are we going to say? How are we going to persuade them?
Well,
and what are we going to do if they aren't persuaded? We need an exit.
What we're going to do is show them... All right, what's the point here? So I had an idea last time, and now it's been lost, but...
Yeah, well, what's missing, right, is the scaffold and the noose, right?
Right, well, you have a sword! You have a sword! I have magic. We can kill them easy. But that's the thing. Like, I think we need to persuade them that we're, of course, on the side of the Morning Lord, and if you fuck with the Morning Lord, this is what happens. And then we can throw him off the building! And you can sword him off the building, and I'll blast him as he goes off the building, and meanwhile, I'm glad Galdar is knocked out. Because, holy shit, we're talking about his demise. But yeah, make a big spectacle of it and say, like, don't fuck with the Morning Lord. And this town's back under control of, who do we want to be in control? The Baron, everyone saw as a zombie, so they know he's dead. Nat's grandpa? Who knows if he's alive? Where's Nat?
Why does there have to be a leader? Just make it a commune.
No.
Won't they
Shut
like
up,
that?
Rufina! Go eat your granola!
I'm not even there!
I know.
Abby the communist talking.
Well, you know what we could do is we could set them to the task of rebuilding the town and tell them we will return.
Bathwack, that's your thing, that you'll return and you look all tough.
I will return.
I'm the guy.
Bathwack's favorite movie is The
Either
Terminator.
We're going to return or we're going to be dead, okay?
Right. Well, we're not going to be dead, I hope, but you're the guy that threatens and people listen. I'm the guy that organizes shit and fixes shit like this. That's what I've done. So,
all right. So I'm going to go up there. I'm going to be pissed off and you're going to fix it.
Sure.
Let's go.
As myself? All right. All right.
Think on that.
Yeah.
Blank, Rufina. You're talking with Christina.
Christina.
Yes.
Christina Rufina. What was the last thing we said to her? I forget.
She was basically pointing out that the town is worse than it used to be, and Blank was about to say, it sounds like the best thing we can do for these people now, instead of rooting around to try to find them when they're hiding, is go and try to take on Strahd. We got to go grab... We should meet up with Bathwack and Will and go get Esmeralda.
And was she excited to hear that we had so many unusually named people that we would be going back to?
I don't know.
Will is such a weird name.
<I know. laughs> Only one syllable? I mean, come on.
Wait, you say you're going to try to kill Strahd?
Well, we've been trying all along, but he's very slippery.
Yeah. Why would you commit suicide like this?
As you pointed out, we're not from... We've been brought here against our will. So it's either we try to kill him, or eventually he's going to kill us. So we may as well try to do some good in this land before we're taken out of it one way or another.
But I mean, you could just stay here and just help us. You do not need to kill yourself in such a foolish way.
A foolish what?
Way.
Way?
Way.
Yes.
Blank whispers in her ear. Stop it.
There's no time, Rufina.
I was just buying time so I could think. Well, you didn't seem to want our help, but how can we help? Tell us how we can help.
Well, we can re-erect the defenses for the town. We can get all the wolves out and deal with the people who are destroying the place. And I don't know. I'm not a town planner, but...
Clearly you are. You've got a lot of good
ideas.
There's
some pretty obvious deficiencies right now.
Regardless, though, we need to meet up with the rest of our party. It sounds like you have a little safe haven here. We will confer with our team and plan our next move. We will do something to help you.
Okay. I would strongly recommend just considering this go kill Strahd plan. Seems very foolish. Not very pragmatic.
You haven't heard some of our other plans.
I would probably not approve of them either.
How old is Christina?
Probably late 20s.
Oh, I thought she was ancient.
Yeah, she sounded sort of... She's seen some things.
She lives in Barovia.
I guess, yeah.
20 means 80.
Yeah, no, they don't live that long.
So, we were with Rufina and Lank. What was happening?
We were saying our farewells and going to look for Will and Bathwack.
Got it. So yeah, she descends back into the cellar. She closes the door. And as she does so, you hear some noises to the north. It sounds like, you think, maybe chanting?
Wait, why are we on a sound delay from the other guys? Are we that far away from them? Is it like the Doppler effect?
You're on a time delay, but also you're further away. They were further north than you.
What is that sound, Lank?
We should probably go check it out.
Oh, Lank, you're always so proactive. I will follow you
that
to
sounds
the...
like an insult.
You're always like that bacteria in yogurt.
Proactivia.
Jamie Lee Curtis pops out, gives you a thumbs up, goes back into your terrarium.
I will follow you to the ends of the earth. Tally-ho! Oh.
Well,
tally forth, you mean, says Nick.
Let's go!
All right. So you head to the north towards the sound of the chanting.
Bye, Christina!
Huh?
Bye! Oh.
No, she already closed the door.
Aw.
She doesn't hear you.
Does she live in that cellar? We didn't even ask her. Oh, that's her hidey hole. I forgot. Okay.
You don't know. You skipped past all the niceties. Lank was in charge of the conversation.
There's no time.
If it were Athena, you would have been like looking at your cousin's baby photos and stuff like that right now. Yes. Will, Bathwack, have you decided? Are you going to... you're picking your way to the roof?
Yeah. Can I have... backtrack a little bit, and can I have when they were going by? I mean, we were looking out at them, peeking out, right?
Or yep.
Did I recognize any faces in the crowd?
I'm trying to think of the people you've met.
When you closed your eyes like that, I just imagined in your mind that you were like soaring as Dungeon Master over all the faces in the crowd.
Just examining each one, you know.
I'm like flicking them away. No. Who will swipe right on that one? I don't know which way is the good one.
It doesn't even matter.
I don't think so.
I don't recognize anybody? Mm-mm. Okay. So what I'm doing as we're heading up to the roof while trying not to die, I'm trying to cycle through every freaking person that I've known in Valaki to see whose personality I can don for this speech. Because okay. I still don't think an outsider is going to be listened to as much.
Okay. And have you made a decision?
If I didn't see... I think the only person I can think of that is... because there's like all bad people.
You could Fiona be Victor, because we know Victor won't show up.
Right, yeah. The Victor was an option, but I was also not sure if anyone saw him since he lived in the attic. And apparently was like a weird attic dweller.
Spot spokesperson, yeah.
Right. So the only one I could think of that I knew lived in Valaki that I felt like maybe had a good presence with the townsfolk is the owner of the Blue Water Inn.
Oh, didn't he die?
I don't know. We never really like stayed around to actually take account of who died. So like Rictavio might have died. I think his name was Irwin, was the Blue Water Inn guy.
Something like that, right?
He might have died. I don't know. It could be risky going up there.
Maybe
I guess,
it was his
Irwin.
Son I was thinking of who died.
Meanwhile, Bathrak has found a skull that looks a lot like...
like Irwin.
Irwin.
That would be helpful, though, because then I would know that they didn't find the body. I'm like, oh, good. Okay, I can be Irwin.
Phew, good. There's his remains. My plan still lives. Yeah, his name was Irwin. You're right. Davian is his father.
Oh, that's his father. Okay.
Davian is the patriarch of the Martikov family.
How about one of the other Martikovs, who we know is dead, but who we know the townspeople don't know is dead?
Davian is the only one that I know, but he wasn't a presence in Valaki. That's all I'm trying to find, is somebody who is like a presence in Valaki. I mean, maybe Davian's cool enough because he's like the boss of the wines. I can't think of anyone else who was present in Valaki who people would be like, okay, we know this person. That's a good person to listen to.
How about Strahd?
Strahd, perfect. I don't know why I didn't think of that before.
Why don't you be a beautiful lady? Just one that they don't know. Say you're Blinsky's far-flung cousin and you've come to rescue the town. And they'll listen to you, I bet, especially if you're wearing something low-cut.
Oh my god.
This just took a turn.
It's Will, roll a seduction check.
No.
I apologize, I'm standing very high up and my skirt is very short.
Oh no. Oh man. Okay. Maybe I should be Davian, because at least they don't know he's dead, and he was the guy who made the wines. So, okay, as we're heading up, I'll turn into Davian.
Okay. What do you turn into, Zathwack?
What do you turn into?
Puts on a cowboy hat.
Yes.
I'm Western Batthwack. Howdy!
For Halloween, I'm dressing up as Will.
I would never wear a cowboy hat.
All right. So, you begin to try to find your way up through this mostly burnt-out building. And after you have a little bit of difficulty, but there's a sufficient part of it that is still relatively okay, and you're able to make your way up, and you find a good place to pull yourself up onto the roof of the building. Furrowing your brow like you don't believe me.
I'm trying to think of how this is going to go. I'm worried. I'm worried. Did we make it up into... Hey. Has the crowd left at this point?
Will, you want a sign for the Morning Lord? I can hold up the holy symbol and make sunlight.
Whoa! Yes! Ooh. Yes! At the right time! At the right time.
How will you tell me? What's the right time? Now?
Oh, Bathwack, do you have any timing whatsoever? Do you have any showmanship?
Yeah, and then I push Will off the roof. How's that for timing?
And pretty good timing.
Yeah, pretty good timing.
That was pretty good.
Good one. Yep.
Hey, that turtle just pushed that hot woman off the roof.
Oh my gosh. All right. Yeah, so now we have to like make them see us. I'm assuming they're probably down the street a little bit, probably.
Yeah, they had rounded the corner that the blue water stood on, and it looks like they're heading to the west. So they kind of went around.
Should I just shout "All is well" and hold up the holy symbol and make light shine out everywhere?
Whoa! Yeah,
All is well sounds a little divisive.
I don't know. It sounds too divisive. Well, you're not here.
Yeah,
I'm just giving advice.
Sounds
unwanted advice.
Maybe like all could be well, or all might be well soon.
Wellness is a come in the future.
Some might be fine.
Yeah, something like that.
They're starting to move away.
Yeah, say all will be well or all is well.
I say all will be well.
Yeah.
But I'm going to shout it at the top of my lungs.
Bathwack bellow!
And then light up the... I better mark it down. But I'll light up the holy symbol.
All right.
But I'm also, as I'm shouting this, I'm holding Galdar by the ropes in the other hand, right?
Yep. Uh-huh. Perfect.
You thrust him out first, and you're like, why isn't this lighting up? Oh, wait, that's right. Wrong suddenly sunlight spills out from his mouth and eyes. And you're like, what? Awesome. What did I do?
Awesome. I gotta remember
that's
that.
So scary.
All right. So, this turtle man holds up his symbol, shouts, all will be well! And sunlight pours out, streams out from the peak of the roof of the Blue Water Inn. Rafina and Lank, you see this bright sunlight sort of spill out over the roofs ahead of you. And
the roofs. That's what I thought you said. Rubes. The roofs. Makes sense.
Being insulting to these town people.
Yeah. No, they're peasants.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Sorry.
The lowest of the low.
Look at that. It must be a sign. That can't be real sunlight.
No, we've only seen light like that from a holy symbol. So either it's a very good thing or a very bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, as it streams out, you also do hear Batthwack booming out, all will be well.
Oh. Well, he doesn't take no for an answer, so we'd better we'd better be well.
Regardless of the circumstances for him doing this, we should probably go be nearby.
And well. Okay, let's go
and
do
well.
It.
Yes, let's go show them how well we are, and they'll believe him. So, big smiles, everyone. Let's run to the town center.
All right. Bathwack's actions certainly catch the attention of these, the members of the lowest caste of society.
Dregs, I think is the word you're looking for.
Civilians.
these sub people skid to a stop. And they whirl around and they look up at you and you know, it might be the this booming utterance that you delivered, but definitely they are stunned by the sight of this bright source of light. They get no sunlight here in Barovia, and so this is a rare occurrence for them. And it looks like, at least for the moment, that you have their attention.
Whoa.
All right. Will, you're gonna talk, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, but I'm as Davian, I guess. So I probably have to roll a performance check to see how, like,
sure.
Yeah. But do I have to roll it first, or do I roll it? You always make me roll it afterwards? All right. So yeah, I'm Davian, and what does he talk like? He's like,
"Hi, I'm Davian.
Yeah,
this is my voice.
Oh, it's like this.
What?
That's like
not
this.
What I sound like at all.
Doesn't it sound like I always thought he's always grumpy? I can't do this voice.
Hi."
Like Batman.
Where are the other drugs going?
Like this. That's Will.
Listen. Hey, you down there.
Look, see, isn't my impression amazing? That sounded amazing.
It was identical.
It was downright eerie.
Yeah, he's going to be like, yeah, that's right. All of you, you better look up here. There's a hero up here.
Look up here, look up here, look up here. Look up here, look up here.
Hey, you too. Yeah, there's a hero up here. And I can't, this voice is going to make me crack up the whole time. There's a hero up here. And you, miscreants, you miscreants. You've been destroying this town and you know what?
Like just
you miscreant peasants.
I will say, just so you guys know, Lank and Rafina, you're able to get to the at least within sight of this as this begins, so
oh,
you're
good.
You're privy
We're
to
get
all
the
of
whole
this.
Thing. Awesome.
Yeah.
How dare you destroy your own town? There are children here. There are women and children and people, still, my son was here. My family has provided you with wine over the years. I cannot believe that you would destroy the town just because of some idiot. And he points at Galdar. Some idiot looking to stir up trouble. Hey,
rapscallion.
Yeah. Dag nabbit.
Liver snapper is causing all sorts of mischief.
Yeah, one of the guys says, Gabby Johnson is right!
Yeah! Yes!
Can we get a read on the crowd?
Yeah.
They just seem stunned.
Yeah.
I think we probably seem stunned, too.
Yeah.
You guys notice that Lank and Rafina are in the crowd.
We don't know that that's Will, but maybe we can guess.
You could probably safely assume, since you know Davian is dead.
Yeah, that's true.
And Bathwack's up there.
He's gonna be like, so I still don't recognize anyone. I'm still looking at people's faces to see if I can recognize anyone, if I know of any relationship that anyone has, or if I know anyone's face at all. Nobody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you recognize just a random face.
Yeah,
from
well, I mean, like, I'm gonna point
like...
vaguely. You'd be like, you! Your wife!
David!
Where? No, I'm not going to say any name because it's general enough. Uh-huh. It's like a lie. Like,
Bill!
Bill, anybody? Oh, wait, I'm talking about
I'm sensing name. Someone with the name that starts with an R.
Cold Reed, yes. Somebody was wearing blue pants at some point.
Someone here likes food. I can tell.
You're all so filthy and peasanty that I can't tell you apart.
Wow, I can tell that this does kill your voice.
Yep.
But he's gonna be like, your wives and your husbands and your children are in. No, I mean, that's the.
I'm pointing to one person.
I'm pointing
your wives and your husbands.
I'm pointing across the crowd. That's what I'm saying. It's vague.
Guys, he's singling out the Mormon guy. That's prejudice.
But he's gonna, you know, he's just trying to basically say that, you know, like you're destroying this town and your families live here, your sons and your daughters. You're destroying the town that you've lived in. We've built walls here. I mean, I don't live here. I live in the woods, but my son lived here and maybe still does. I haven't heard yet whether he died in this fire. All my children are dying everywhere. We need to pull together. We need to pull together in here in Valaki. It has the best walls. I've been to Kresk. They suck. This is the best town in all of this shitty valley we live in. We need to rebuild the walls. We need to kill the wolves. And we need to fucking stop killing each other.
Now, Bapthwack, kill this guy.
No, we're gonna kill this guy! I mean, of course, except for the ones that caused it. Like this guy, right here.
And all of you.
And all of you, probably.
I'm still pointing at the one guy. The husbands, the wives, the children. And now, to solve this problem, we're gonna kill that guy.
Just throw Galdar at that guy. Go! Come on, Bathmark, you can do it! Deadly aim with Galdar. But yeah, like, no, this guy, I know he was the one. He sowed the seeds of dissent and murder and betrayal. I know it's not you. I have faith in
you, guy.
In you, guy. You one guy. In all of you, I have faith in you. I know that you can pull together and rebuild the town and stand against Strahd. I think that, you know, but this guy, this is what happens. Look at this hero guy. He's terrifying. He's a giant turtle. He comes from a distant land. He's here to kill anybody who's gonna be like Strahd, so you better obey him. Look how scary he is. He's very scary.
One dictator to the next.
And, yeah. Look at him! Galdar is... would I know his name? Shit! This guy...
He looks like a Galdar.
Yeah, he looks like a Galdar! The worst name ever! And he looks like it, and I can tell it's him. And he has this red cloak. We know those red cloak guys. You too, down there! Is that cloak kinda red? Who knows?
Oh, you're too filthy.
I can't tell. But... look! And he's gonna be pointing at Bathwack, like, he's gonna kill this guy because that's what happens to people who believe in Strahd and who worship demons! As my heart quakes because apparently I have magic from a demon. Demons are bad! Yeah! We don't worship them here! Right!
So what my friend is trying to say...
I could just jump in here for a second.
Yeah, go back, Black.
Okay, so what my friend is trying to say is rebuild your town, rebuild your walls, rebuild your defenses, drive out the wolves, protect your families. The rule of the reign of this cult is over.
What are you doing with your hand?
I'm beheading him.
Yeah. Oh, I scream! That's blood all over me! Oh, you bastard! I mean, he's great, though! Look at his magic sun power! You can't... It's amazing, even though I'm covered in this guy's blood. It's beautiful.
I don't know. I mean, this is what
he hasn't done it yet.
Oh no! I thought he said he beheaded him.
This is what I was gonna do. Yeah, I mean.
Oh okay. I thought he did.
This is what we're gonna do, right? This is what we came here to do.
Yeah, we're getting public execution. We're
getting rid of this guy.
Yep.
I have no trouble with it. He's evil.
And I'm like, behold the power of the Morning Lord. And then I'm realizing in my head that like the Morning Lord probably wouldn't want us to do this, but that's Will doesn't give a shit. Look, it's the Morning Lord's power. Behold, he wields it! And I'm nodding at that point, like, now! Do it! You're gonna kill him! Right now! Here he goes! It's time to do it!
Oh yeah, and I'm just waiting.
Yes!
What are we waiting for?
Yeah, I think we should kill Galder. Chop.
Chop.
Oh, Bathwack and Will killing guys together. Yeah. Whoa.
Blank says to Rafina and Nick, I did not see that coming.
So yeah, Bathwack is holding Bathwack up by the hair.
Myself? By my own hair.
Did I say show the power of the Morning Lord, I shall cut off my own head.
Separated by two words, I said the same twice. It's ridiculous.
I lift myself up off the ground with my feet kicking in the air.
With your hair that you don't have. It's amazing on so many levels. I took the phrase pull up yourself up by your bootstraps up to a whole new level.
That's fantastic.
So, Bathwack is holding Galdar up by the hair. He's still just unconscious, just draped there, bound and lifeless. And pulls his sword back, and with one smooth stroke, just right through the neck.
Oh my god.
The body drops two stories down and smashes into the ground in front of the blue water. Blood gouts out.
Can I point at him and be like, don't you dare throw that head at me! Stump first!
We've been through this.
Yeah, we've done that before.
It looks like the motion is so quick that like the beginning part of it probably roused Galdar, and his eyes sort of flew open, and his mouth started to drop open, and you're assuming a scream.
Oh my god.
But it's too quick of a strike, and so he's just left frozen in this sort of shocked, open-mouthed face.
I'm going to extinguish the light at the moment, as soon as the sword passes the other side.
Will's going to be like, no! Oh, shit! That makes it look like
the Morning
Lord doesn't like that.
But he probably doesn't. if the Morning Lord is anything like Bathwack's god, the Morning Lord is perfectly fine with this.
So, the townspeople let out a gasp as this happens. And the body crumples to the ground below. Crunch, probably. A few things break as it hits the ground. And then at the moment the body hits the ground with this sort of thump crunch, you hear another noise.
Oh no!
And you hear the more gasps from the crowd.
So they can hear it too.
Everybody hears it, even you guys down there.
Oh god!
And you see this purple swirling smoke begin to spin up. Ooh. Around and behind Davian.
It's gonna get real.
Standing here on top of the Blue Water Inn.
What'd I do wrong?
And we'll find out. Next time.
Oh my god, it's gonna be like weeks!
On pork fried dice.
No!
Or rice.
Oh no.
Pork fried rice.
Oh no. What'd I do wrong?
Maybe you did right. Maybe he's gonna give you your lottery winnings.
He's gonna take you home. Take all of us home.
Yay! We win.
Yeah, that was the whole
Barovia,
point.
You know, Blank just promised that the woman in the cellar that we were going to do something to help them. And it's like, nope, we got our ticket out of here. Mm-hmm. Later.
My god, what?
I was guiltily reading Bathwack's backstory,
to make sure that his behavior is consistent. But I had, in fact, written, Bathwax swears to uproot the great evils and ruthlessly shatter them, but vehemently pledges to show compassion to the redeemable. I don't think he was redeemable.
Yeah, oh, no.
You gave him a few chances.
There was
multiple spittings,
Yeah. Saliva is a true sign of unredeemability.
He could not be redeemed as soon as he was like, I have the hots for that old woman.
No.
Just let Katie stew more on what's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Swirly man.
Oh, my God.
Swirly man, who now everyone can hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited to get to hear him.
Oh, my gosh.
He's appeared publicly before, but not very often.
I don't think I've ever seen him public.
No. Lank has.
Yeah. But, like, the fact that the whole crowd was reacting.
Right? Wild.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.